Tim Wilson is with us. Kerry McIver. Hello, Kerry. Thank you so much for doing this, Kerry. This is amazing.
Hey? A guest appearance. A very good morning.
A guest appearance, and I appreciate it. Let's start with Tim and Gareth Morgan dumped out of the TVNZ debate tonight. He went to a judge. He whined. He wanted his top party in there. I think they're tracking about 2%. Hmm. I actually thought TVNZ might buckle, or I thought the judge would decide to tell TVNZ to put him in there, but no, and he's not going to be in it.
No, he's not, and he wasn't dumped because he was never able to be in there,
yeah.
Because the rules are very clear. It's 3.3% in the polls, or you've got someone in Parliament, and he knew that when he started the party. I don't fault him for starting the party. A rich man can spend his money any way he likes. He can buy an art collection, or he can start a party that doesn't poll very well. It's
right.
Up to
well,
him.
Kerry, what's your? I mean, it might be the $5 million he's tossing down the toilet on the seat. You're right. I mean, rules are rules, but I kind of thought
rules
he would be
rules
in.
And,
yeah.
Well, let's face it. What was he going to add? You know,
he would have been fun, Kerry. Come on, he would have gone rogue. He would have said something crazy, and we would have all been talking about it for about 2 minutes.
I think.
Well, he's not the most telegenic. God bless him. But you know, rules is rules, and he does know that. And rules can be tested in court if you have enough money, and he did, and lost.
Somebody's just emailed, said TVNZ love cats and so did the judge.
Speaking about the telegenic thing, you know, I didn't realise who it was, and I saw a billboard for the Opportunities Party. It just said top, and I looked up, and of course it was Gareth Morgan, but I looked up and I said, what's Michael Laws doing getting back into politics?
No.
Yeah, I don't know, Kerry. I actually think the debate will be poorer for it. I think he has some interesting ideas and they're evidence-based. I don't agree with a lot of them, but I think the debate will be poorer for it, Kerry.
Yes, but not enough people share your opinion and haven't put him above
that's true.
Child.
Oh, but hold on. See, Tim, here's the thing. He's polling above United Future. I mean, that's crazy, and he's above.
That's absurd.
I know,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. But that's just the anomaly, I guess, in the rules. Can I just wind it back a bit about he's doing evidence-based policy? He's only doing quote unquote evidence-based policy if you accept the assumptions that he has. So the idea that evidence-based policy is somehow self-evident, it's just not true.
Yeah, exactly. It's a very circular
yes,
argument.
Minister. That was good.
Yeah.
I've never seen you as colouring outside the lines, Laz. That's a whole new side
well,
of
you
in see, the
morning. See, I tell
you should get up earlier, Kerry.
You see, the thing here, Kerry, is see I'm against decriminalising, legalising dope, okay, but he puts out this post about 15, it was evidence-based, and I looked at this and I thought, oh, he actually makes a good case. You know,
I was with him up until the $150 a week for every young person. And then I thought, what could possibly go wrong there?
Hey, you know, with the pot, it's sort of like, oh, Portugal, yada, yada, yada. But you can split that both ways. As for giving young people money, I used to be a young person. I don't mind that. Give it away. It's just money, Kerry. Grows on trees.
Let's leave Mr. Morgan alone and go to the other very important matter. And this is George Cambridge.
That's right, his first day at school.
First day at school. Mum, Kate, couldn't drop him off because she's got morning sickness and all that sort of stuff. Media making a huge deal on this. They really are.
Yeah, they are. And beautiful, beautiful pictures. But, I just despair of children going to school because my kid, Roman, went to preschool. He came back with a single word, nah. And we've only just learned to train him out of it. So George will go in there and he will meet the primates and savages at that school. There'll be a high level of primate and savage. But it will be hard work for mum and dad to untrain what he learns at school.
Okay.
Don't send your kids to school.
And the media make a big deal, Kerry, about the importance of making it to the first day and so on and so forth. It's interesting. There's a picture on the Herald site and George is only about a foot tall. And the teacher's curtsying.
Well, I looked at that, and I think she's just bending down as she would to any other little person. But
maybe.
Isn't it nice that Dad has a job that allows him to drop the child off on the first day of school? I'm sure there are plenty of dads who'd love to be there on the first day of school, but they have a 9-to-5 gig and can't get there.
Bit of a shabby old school.
Kate's first day of school. It was heartbreaking.
Yeah.
Was it really? Did you just let them walk into those big gates and there?
And she's so little and the bag's so big, and it's just a very poignant moment. And I'm sure, you know, it's a emotional moment for any parent seeing them go off.
Kate turned out all right, Kerry. She's now a lawyer and and it was a similar kind of school, I guess. £20,000 a year. It's costing for George to go.
Kelvin Normal School? No, not really.
Kelvin Normal.
No. All right, Kerry, issue number 3, Paula Bennett on the gangs and all that sort of stuff. Serious criminals have fewer human rights. There was some outrage around this. She apologised to the Prime Minister. She basically saying she misspoke. She meant legal rights. What do you see in this?
I think she's been listening to talkback. That's what I think she's been doing. I mean, it's, you know, you get incredibly frustrated with the fact that, it took me back to the family around the Kahui twins who just clammed up. And they have every legal right to do so. They had every legal right to do so, and it was incredibly frustrating. And you see that with the gangs. They go about their business and they sell their drugs and they make an absolute fortune, and you want there to be a way to break them. But you can only do so legally, because once you start with gang members, where will it end, really? But you can understand the frustration of people, and we hear that every day, don't we?
Yeah. You know? No, well said. I mean, we all want the gangs and the drugs. We want them buried, don't we? They're criminals, Tim. But so this goes around a law, though. Police can actually just go into any property and have a look around. That's essentially what they're going to do here, Tim.
Yeah. And so obviously, you know, Paula Bennett was wrong. Gang members do not have fewer human rights than anyone else, but they do. Being members of a criminal organisation, they have another right, which is the right to be relentlessly scrutinised by the police, and I absolutely support that. I think what's really interesting is that it's a bit like whack-a-mole in terms of this campaign, because, of course, Bill English had to slap down Paula Bennett on Sunday about that, and then Jacinda Ardern had to slap down Kelvin Davis because he went rogue on Monday. The campaign is being a bit, you know, it's really fascinating that the second rate of these leaders are sort of flapping their gums and they're not really actually sticking to the message, while the leaders have to run around compelling them to shut up.
Yeah, I mean, Kerry, see, even on this law, though, even I can see there's already a law there. You have to search with good reason, but they want to widen that to search without good reason, which I think is a bit strange.
Yeah, whenever they want to. They can just stop any car, search any house, and I think we do have to be careful about that. But there are existing laws that I'm surprised they're not using more rigorously or applying more rigorously. You know, the associating with known criminals. Half the gangs have got convictions as long as their arm, you know, each member has. So why are they allowed to consort with one another? Surely they could use the existing laws.
Yeah, understand. Another issue, Tim, to you. Now, this is a long story. So a woman had to be rescued by firefighters in Bristol. Okay. Now, the background of this, I'm going to try and make it simple. She was on a Tinder date and she was at the guy's place. Okay. So she went to the toilet and had a poo in the poo block, the loo, piled. She picked it up, and then she went to throw it out the window, and the turd fell into a gap between the two window panes. So she told the guy, and he helps lower her out of the window to pick up the turd, pick up the poo, and she gets stuck, and they had to call the fire brigade.
How embarrassing. Yeah. I'm sure, though, Kerry, when you were dating, you would have had dates like that, wouldn't you, Kerry?
Worst date ever, Kerry.
Worst date ever? I'm going to bat this away, you see. I'm going to bat this straight to Kerry.
That was a hospital, but I couldn't even bear Neva telling the story the other day. It's just, I've got a filthy sense of humour, but I just find this excruciating.
It is. Yeah, you're right. It's sort of like, you know, it's nice that we're a bit more freewheeling and everything's out on the table and blah, but really, do we need to hear about people chasing number twos down windows?
That's right. Well, you know, she was upside down, I think.
She was upside down.
Yeah, trying to pick the
turd up. Mind you, we'd all say we were amateur gymnasts if we were putting our profile on Tinder, I suppose.
Yeah.
I mean, that's much more exciting than saying you're a twitcher or a bird watcher. But the only thing about that is that I have humiliated myself, not like that, but in public speaking, where it was just the worst place to die is on stage in front of a crowd that's just looking at you in stony silence. And when you've had public humiliation and when it grips your throat in the middle of the night and you wake with your heart pounding because of the humiliation and you survive it, you can survive anything. So after this young woman has been rescued, she will be able to live her life knowing that nothing this bad will ever happen again, ever.
Sorry, Kerry, did you say you wanted to go for a poo and you're on stage?
No, I said it had nothing
Larry,
to do with that.
Larry, okay. Rope it down.
You just want to say poo on the radio.
I'm counting. Puerile. What is it? It's like we're back in the fourth form, isn't it, Kerry? He's used the word poo, he's used the word turd, and he's grinning like a schoolboy.
I hope Prince George behaves better than you do, Larry.
Exactly.
I'm sure
Tim
will.
This is interesting. People may not see it as interesting, but I think it is. This is the Brexit. Western Australia's Liberal Party has voted in favour of a motion financially to secede from the Federation. Because the GST, they're not getting the GST that's paid in the state, and they they're getting ignored. And it's kind of interesting because I think Winston Peters has the same kind of policy here, that GST should go to the regions or go back to where comes from.
Mm. Yeah, and I think it goes back to a central issue about democracy, which we're actually in a way talking about, in regards to the campaign. But it's like no taxation without representation and without getting some benefit from it, because that's what you expect. It's your money, and I think governments do forget that.
I think, but it's kind of like having a joint bank account, isn't it? You know, we're all in this together. Mm. We're a team. So, and that's the way I'd look at it, because we quite often get people from the South Island saying, you know, cut the cable, and why should Auckland get everything, and, you know, it's not fair. And if we just went purely on the amounts generated by each region, then a lot of regions would be far worse off.
I think
so
they just
we're all in this together.
Yeah, I think they just probably want a bit of love, a bit like the South Island does when they say, oh, we'll cut the cable. It's like they just want a bit of, a bit of attention.
Yeah, well, Peters has got this policy, the tourism, $1.5 billion back to Queenstown and Rotorua. I don't know, there's a hole then, isn't there? 1.5, let's not talk about fiscal
holes.
Let's
not talk about... No,
all right. Hey, Kerry, thank
not
you.
Not a great move.
Good to talk to you, Kerry. Appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. It's nice to hear your voice in the morning, Larry.
Have a nice... thank you. Have a nice weekend, Kerry.
Have a nice run around Kaikoura is what Neva and I will be doing.
Okay. What, Kaikoura? What,
yes, we're doing the whale run.
Oh, are you?
Really?
Yes. We thought it sounded like us.
Okay. Thanks, Kerry. Enjoy it. Kerry McIver, and thank you, Tim Wilson. Kerry McIver.